views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Today is, oh boy, November the 5th, 2018. It is a Monday. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for being a part of today's show. Looking forward to it. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Very, very important for that. But listen, everyone, we need to support Black Talk Radio Network, because it needs your overall support, because it is here because of you, and it is going to actually it needs you to support it in order to stay on air, especially for the times and situations that we're going to be looking at going forward. We want to be here as much as possible, and we want to be able to do that in a way that provides you the most service. So please go and make a donation to it's a Black Talk Radio Network, by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. Hit the donation prompt that's there. Make a donation. Also, you can support the network by being a member in its social media platform, BTR Community. And that is a $24 a year annual subscription where you can make your overall donation. Our membership is a membership there where you can engage in all of the social media activities that you would otherwise do on other places that are actually it's not in your best interest to do it. They're selling your identity, and it's creating a situation where your overall energy is being monetized for someone else's benefit, and they're not sharing anything with you at all. This is why FedBook ain't free, okay? So come on over to BTR Community for $24 a year. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can exchange your cash for real money while you still can do it. At some point and at some time, that check will not be accepted, and that's what cash is. U.S. dollars, Federal Reserve notes, is nothing more than a check, and it won't be accepted in the future. You will have to provide another form of payment in money to acquire in exchange in that. So very, very important. Do that while you still can. And go to the website. Then email info@prosperitymint.com. Say that Dave told you about it. You're a Tando Radio Show listener. Someone will get in contact with you. Okay? Very, very important. All right. So let me really quickly, let me just check something. 1 second, you all, as we get into today's show. And today's show, let's see. 1 second, let me gotta put a couple of things in. Oh boy. Okay. All right, so gonna jump into what's in the news here. 1 second. I'm just trying to get things situated. And I hope you all had a great weekend and are ready for the coming week. Hopefully this coming week will not be as disruptive as I'm starting to see that it will be. And we're going to jump into some of that. We're going to get into what's in the news here shortly. Uh-oh. Yep, there it is. Cool. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And today's show for Monday, November the 5th, 2018, is that the world has fallen into blatant aggressive moves from here on out. That's today's show. The world has fallen into blatant aggressive moves from here on out is the name of today's show, and we're going to jump into that, and let's get into what's in the news. First article I got from RT International, Pompano warns of severe swift punishment in painful business with Iran sanctions reinstated. So we'll check out some of that. That's going to be a part of today's show. Next article from Sputnik News. China calls for respect of its lawful trade with Iran. And this all has to do with, well, I'm going to finish all of this. All of this that is really having to do with what the name of today's show is going to be. There are going to be blatant moves from now on out until this cycle of rebalancing, this wealth transfer is complete. And wealth transfers of this size actually are completed after the overall wars are already decided. Now what happens after the war is already decided, then what happens is the receivership phase goes into place. Then the fair trade starts to happen. So we are going into the war. The war will actually denote who will win in the overall wealth transfer. And I'm going to tell you something right now. In my estimations, it's impossible for the U.S., the overall corporation of the U.S., to survive this war and come out in any meaningful position. It will actually, for all intents and purposes, it will lose. And then after that, there will be the receivership of the war, war reparations will be established, and then assets will be seized to pay for that and to rebuild what was destroyed. And then there will be a trade balanced trade between the countries, the standing countries that are going to be involved. And that's going to be far off, not too far off in the future, because I anticipate the war to start in a more meaningful direct way relatively soon and end not too far after that, because the U.S. actually has already been in this war for it's actually the war that the U.S. is in that's going to lead into World War III, that goes into global nuclear war one, is actually the U.S. has been in it for a very, very long time, and they've been handily defeated along the way. And it's that overall trend is going to get steeper. The defeats will be much greater, much, much greater. So that's where we are going in my estimation. So that's what some of today's show will be about. Next article, got this one from Bloomberg. And Bloomberg is saying bond traders prepare for week full of risk by dumping treasuries. Check out that article from Bloomberg. Next article, got from Press TV. U.S. must change course if it seeks Iran's talk. Check out that article. Next article, this one's from RT International. Keen sword. U.S. and Japan stage the largest war game in the Pacific amidst tensions with China. And this would be a part of today's show as well. Next article from Sputnik News. U.S. and Japan plan an armed response to China's threat to disputed islands. Check out that article. Next article. Yesterday, November the 4th, 2018, was the 39th anniversary of the Iranian embassy takeover in Tehran. So this is from Sputnik News. Flashback from the Iran's 1979 takeover of U.S. embassy. And that was yesterday was the anniversary. And not too long, less than 2 weeks after that, it was 13 days later, where Iran actually released roughly 13, they released 15 hostages. 13 of them were female, and there were two black military members from the Marines that were released, and that was Sergeant Maples and Sergeant Quarters. They were the two. They were the only males that they released. And one of the things that Iran had said was that it released Quarters, Maples and Quarters, so that they would say that they actually was in an alliance with the black population here in the States, and they were in alliance with them against the United States for the overall historical oppression that the U.S., the corporation of the United States, had beset upon people of color, black people, particularly in the United States. So that was the anniversary yesterday. So next article. Where are we at? Okay, here we go. Next article. This one comes from NBC News, nothing but criminal news. New U.S. commander in Afghanistan. We're taking the fight to the Taliban. And in that article, he also admits that the U.S. can't win militarily in there, that they can't win in Afghanistan. And by the way of which is going on, this is, you know, he says it's not going to be a win militarily. Let me move on. He says can't win militarily, and he basically says the only way that is going to be resolved is from a political solution. And basically what that political solution means is that the U.S. has actually been handily defeated in Afghanistan, and now the only thing is now to sit at the table of negotiation where things is equally yoked. So that is something that goes along with this whole thing that's going on, and where the U.S. will lose its overall global standings. Next article from Criminals, Nothing But Criminals. Asian market to sell, trade cautiously. So check out that article. The Asian market set to trade cautiously. Australia's stocks down 0.3%. But I haven't checked it since then. Next article, this one comes from military.com. Russia turns up uninvited to NATO Trident Junction war games. And what happened was there was a low-flying Russian bomber, a Cold War bomber that flew over the U.S. and NATO forces that were going to be taking a photo op, and the actual Russian bomber photobomb the whole thing, basically. And here's what's not being reported, but what some is being said, and it was probably true, was that they didn't even know that the overall bomber was there. It totally caught all of them off guard. They didn't even know. So check out that article. Next article, this is going to be a part of today's show, very important. The U.S. military empire of secrecies. That's going to be probably the main part of today's show. There's a message that is there that we need to get out to you all. Next article from Press TV. Troops prepare to secure the U.S. border with Mexico. Check out that article. Next article from Reuters. U.S. says SWIFT could be sanctioned if it deals with sanctioned countries. So now the U.S. is threatening sanctioning the SWIFT system if they deal with Iran. Check out that article. Next article from Bloomberg. World economy risks return to sync, this time to the downturn. They're all going to be in sync in this downturn, and things are going to be really, really critical from here on until the rest of the, well, I'm going to tell you, from here on, everything is going to be pretty blatant, and it's going to be moving in a direction that is going to be very difficult in its overall course in action. So it's going to be economically, geopolitically, militarily, socially, all of it is going to encompass in one big paradigm of war scenario. So check out that article. Next article from Sputnik News. China willing to resolve trade issues with the U.S. via mutual respectful talks. smart move by China, because they know that the U.S. will not be anywhere near mutual, respectful in talks, and they don't want to resolve the trade issue. So check out that article. But it was a smart play for China going forward, because this is how you handily defeat your adversary. Next article from Business Times: China's weakening currency might be its secret weapon. Yes. Next article. And earlier in the last month, I said I hadn't seen the Prince Al-Waleed, and then I thought I saw him doing that photo bombing sessions with MBS, which it was him, and then now he surfaced on Fox News giving a interview. So check out that one. Next article, got this one. I didn't get to talk about this on Friday or Thursday when I posted it. This is from RT International. Now, let me tell you something about this. Is one of the reasons what the military does, they do a lot of things secretively, and they do things for their purpose. When they tell you they're going left, they're not going left. It's all a head game. It's a lot of it is a head game, because that in order for them to be able to function, the military industrial complex to function, it has to function off of lies and deceit. So there have been some things that put out that said the military is engaging in this and engaging in that. A lot of it is true. It doesn't have to be officially sanctioned by the military for it to be true. Okay, one, because they're not going to do that. They're not going to allow themselves to be ostracized. It's always going to be an operation that they engage in. So this one comes from RT International. Says Negro blood. Pentagon quietly removes bizarre booklet from U.S. troops in Saudi Arabia. So check out this article from RT International, and just gives you some idea of how things are working and what's going on. One of the things that the military, the quiet but ever present decision makers are authorities in the military, their overall feelings for the Saudi Arabians, for Saudi Arabia, isn't what they project. They actually have a derogatory saying for them. They call them sand ends. So this is all going to play out later on. So check out that article. Next article, got this one from, this is a very important one, everyone. This one is from Mortgage News Daily. I got this one from Mortgage News Daily. I hate when they have it all clustered together. And this one is mortgage rates rise sharply to fresh 7-year high. Mortgage rates rise sharply to near 7-year high. Basically, is going back to the overall economic collapse, housing collapse of 2008, 2009, is going to surpass that. This is a true indicator of here it comes. And my commentary was this, was, oh, but everything is going to be all right. You're just pessimistic. Laugh out loud. No, it's just the truth scares you because you rely on lies to keep you. It was actually a conversation that I had with an individual. They quoted it and said, oh, but everything is going to be all right. You're just pessimistic. And all I could do was just laugh. And I just laughed and said, yeah. No, it's just that the truth scares you. And truth usually scares people because they're not prepared. And I just said, because you rely on lies to keep you. And this individual was an actual banker. And so, and the banker didn't want me to say some things to the people that was there. And that's because the lies is what's keeping that overall institution. So check out that article. Next article, this one from Strategic Culture. American, oh man, this one didn't load correctly. Let me see if I can. Okay, here you go. American politics, now just civil war by other means. And I put in there for now. So check out that article. Very, very relevant. Next article from Press TV. Iran will break U.S. sanctions. Check out that article. And then next article from Press TV. Iran puts the latest air defense gear to test in massive drills. And Iran is actually engaging in massive military drills now. It's all a part of the prelude for war, because there are massive drills that are going on everywhere in the world. Keen Sword, Trident Juncture, you know, you can might as well say operations in South America, in regarding to Venezuela, Colombia, and Brazil. Those are overall bordering countries, and also in the continent, in Djibouti, in the Horn of Africa, the Middle East, Eurasia, the Korean Peninsula, the Arctic is all being militarily, the assets of military engagements are all being put into place, and they're all being put to place in some for the ones that are going to start the war under a cloak of deception. The other nations are telling you exactly why they're there and what they're doing. And so this is very, very telling. So we're going to get started in today's show. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and we will definitely hear. What I want to do really quickly, I want to put back I would like to pick up, 1 second, just get this cool. I want to pick back up where we left off on Friday. And where we left off on Friday was that I had a, not picking up on Friday, but that we played the KGB agents telling of the PSYOPs that engaging in actually nullifying the U.S. What I want to do real quickly, I want to pick up, we left off at minute 8. I want to pick up from minute 7 to minute 11, because I want you to hear, where am I? Uh-oh. 1 second, you all. There I am. I want you to hear this before we start today's show. And Scotty, I posted it there. We could pick up from minute 7 to go to minute 11. It's pretty much as only 2 minutes after that. We'll finish that later on. Really just remember, this was done in the 80s. And if Scotty's not able to do it, I'll do it. Because Scotty may be busy doing some things. Yeah, it looks like he is, so I'll do it. There he is. So minute 7 to minute 11, Scotty.
Well, you spoke several times before then, about ideological subversion. That is a phrase that...
Fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world, that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with the benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. He will go to Moscow to kiss the bottoms of new generation of Soviet assassins, never mind. He will create false illusions that the situation is under control. Situation is not under control. Situation is disgustingly out of control. Most of the American politicians, media, and educational system trains another generation of people who think they are living at a peacetime. False. The United States is in a state of war, undeclared total war, against the basic principles and the foundations of this system. And the initiator of this war is not Comrade Andropov, of course. It's the system However ridiculous it may sound, the world communist system or the world communist conspiracy, whether I scare some people or not, I don't give a hoot. If you are not scared by now, nothing can scare you. But you don't have to be paranoid about it. What actually happens now, that unlike myself, you have literally several years to live on unless the United States wake up. The time bomb is ticking. With every second, the disaster is coming closer and closer. Unlike myself, you will have nowhere to defect to. Unless you want to live in Antarctica with penguins. This is it. This is the last country of freedom and possibility.
Okay, so what do we do? What is your recommendation to the American people?
Well, the immediate thing that comes to my mind is, of course, there must be a very strong national effort to educate people in the spirit of real patriotism, number one. Number two, to explain them the real danger of socialist, communist, whatever, welfare state, big brother government. If people will fail to grasp the impending danger of that development, nothing ever can help United States. You may kiss goodbye to your freedom, including freedoms to homosexuals, to prison inmate. All these freedoms will vanish, evaporate in 5 seconds, including your precious lives. The second thing, the moment at least part of United States population is convinced that the danger is real, they have to force their government. And I'm not talking about sending letters, signing petitions, and all this beautiful, noble activity. I'm talking about forcing United States government to stop aiding communism. Because there is no other problem more burning and urgent than to stop the Soviet military-industrial complex from destroying whatever is left of the free world. And it is very easy to do. No credits, no technology, no money, no political or diplomatic recognition, and of course no such idiocy as grain deals to USSR. The Soviet people, 270 millions of Soviets, will be eternally thankful to you if you stop aiding a bunch of murderers who sit now in Kremlin and whom President Reagan respectfully calls government. They do not govern anything, least of all such complexity as the Soviet.
So I wanted you all to hear that, and some of you may think that he was contradicting what he says, and got to remember, he's a KGB agent, and he's in defection here in the States. So actually what he was doing, remember, he told everything in the beginning, everything is a psyop. He is giving all of the reasons as to why and what's going to be happening in the future here. He's fulfilling his purpose. Believe me, there is no such thing as an ex or former KGB agent. He is, right, Scotty, he's a part of the PSYOPs. He is. He definitely is a part of the PSYOPs. So he is going to try to lead the people into exactly where they want them to go. Remember, not too long after this, a couple of years after this, the Berlin Wall came down. This was in the 80s. In 91, the Berlin Wall came down. And when the Berlin Wall came down, it was basically official that the U.S. was defeated. Because how the Soviets played, how Russia played the Berlin Wall, was they appeared that they were actually defeated, knowing that the U.S. would become a cancer to itself and it will start to kill itself as being the only superpower. It was one of the greatest tactical moves, geopolitical and tactical moves, because they knew that the only thing we need to do with the U.S. is that because of their manifest destiny foundation, let's give them what they want. And when we've given them what they want, they will become inebriated in the wine of splendor, to where now they will be actually addicted to power that will be destroying them. And look what has happened. It was one of the most masterful plans of defeating an empire. What has happened? Let them think they won. Give them the overall appearance that their greatness is what actually conquered them. And what will they do? The overall malevolent connotations of who they are and constitution of who they are will actually defeat them. This guy is exactly a doing exactly what he was called to do and so-called defected to. And he was actually preparing and actually getting the U.S. to fall into that trap. Because believe me, before he was allowed to do any interviews, the clandestine operatives in the U.S. that gave him so-called, allowed him to defect to here, had been interviewing him thoroughly for a while. And not only that, he had to give up information and all this other stuff, and it proved tried and true to them. Not even know that was a complete setup. And so, very, very, very important, significant. So, what I want to do right now, I want to, for today's show is the world has fallen into blatant aggressive moves from here on out. And there's an article, there's a couple of articles we need to take a look at. And this one is from RT International. Pompano warns of severe Swiss punishment. Let me pull this article up. Let me see if I already have it. Hopefully I do. No need to jump into it. No. Okay, so got to jump into it here. Let me just pull this article up. This is from today. Here's the article. The U.S. has reimposed sanctions on Iran, targeting the Islamic Republic's energy, banking, and shipping sectors. State Secretary Mike Pompeo warned a swift punishment for other countries doing business with Iran. So any countries that do business with Iran, there's going to be a swift punishment for them. Monday sanctions are reintroduced as penalties lifted under the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan. The multilateral, and it's funny how they broke the deal, but now they just want to have the punishment. See, this is what the corporation of the U.S. always does, and they do it to the citizens as well, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Here it goes. A multilateral deal promised Iran relief in exchange for a pause on its nuclear weapons program. President Trump withdrew from the deal in May. One second, you all. Got it real quick. One second. So here it is. Trump withdrew from the deal in May, in a sense, reimposed economic sanctions in several rounds. The sanctions target 50 Iranian banks, 200 individuals, vessels, and Iranian shipping, and what should they turn the tracking devices off, those oil tankers off, and energy sectors, as well as one airline and 65 aircraft. Furthermore, Pompeo promised to merit out swift punishment to countries who defy the U.S. Iranian anti-Iranian sanctions. Here's what he says, quote, "I promise you," Pompeo said, "that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran." And so that was his overall quote. Pompeo boasted of the effects of the sanctions on Iran's oil revenues, which is said to be down by over $2.5 billion since the first sanctions were introduced in May. While 20 countries have already halted imports of Iranian oils, the U.S. will grant exemptions to 8 countries, including, here are the 8 countries, China, Italy, Greece, South Korea, and will allow these nations to continue to buy oil. Now, let me say, there's actually 8 nations. But think about it. How much oil is China buying? A huge amount of oil. Why is South Korea allowed to do it? Because they don't want South Korea to unify with North Korea, which is already going to be done. Okay? And so, but the articles go on. The exemptions was the only gesture. Pompeo's short and aggressive announcement, in addition to warning of other countries against doing business with the Islamic Republic, Pompeo directly warned Tehran that it could act like a normal country or see its economy crumble. What's a normal country to them to actually be behested and under the overall control of the U.S.? Trump's administration strategies, Pompano said, is to fundamentally alter the behavior of Islamic Republic leadership and to convince the regime to abandon its current revolutionary course. Why is it that? Because they're sovereign in self-determination. They will establish where they can rely on themselves and defend their overall assets from other countries being able to sanction them or bully them. Hey, it's all part of the regime, how the system works. Nobody within the administration had openly called for the regime change in Tehran yet. However, aggressive sanctions are just one of the tools used to the U.S. is employing to bend the Iranians' arm. In August, the State Department announced the creation of the Iranian Action Group, IAG, which supports opposition forces within Iran. See, this is what the U.S. does, is that they actually promote a coup within countries. What do you think the rest of the countries around the world are going to start to do to the U.S.? China already said it. They are going to use the same tactics that the U.S. was using and failing in other countries, but they're going to use them and they're going to succeed at them here. All coming into full fruition. Advisor John Bolton promised that the U.S. would do other things to force a massive change in the regime's behavior. What do you think Bolton was talking about? The Iranian president vowed to continue to sell oil and compared Trump's to former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, against whom his country fought in the 80s. Yesterday, Saddam was in front of us. Today, Trump is in front of us. Excuse me, quote, yesterday, Saddam was in front of us. Today, Trump is in front of us. There is no difference. We will resist and win, is what was said. We are in an economic war situation. We are confronting a bully enemy. We have to stand and win. So that is what's happening. And I'm going to just say this. The U.S. basically is emboldening their overall war rhetoric because they have nothing else. They couldn't sanctions. Their sanctions don't work. Their threats don't work. Their influence doesn't work. They can't bribe people to go along with them. The EU is not going along with them. China's not going along with them. Russia's not going along with them. Britain isn't even going along with them. Canada's not going along with them. Mexico's not going along with them. Honduras, El Salvador, Venezuela, Brazil is not going along with them, even though Brazil has what they put in a Trump-like individual, but that is not going to, that individual, in my opinion, ain't going to stay there. Excuse me, isn't going to stay there. So the U.S. now has to be much more emboldened in its overall actions. It can't threaten anymore. The threats mean absolutely nothing. The world has already defied them, completely defied them. Now it's going to move into where the U.S. is going to have to play a card that it has no, it's going to have to show its hand, and its hand is extremely, extremely weak when it comes to the overall true nature of what's going on. The U.S. militarily, economically, will not survive what it is actually threatening to do. And this is going to continue to build. There's a, now, how is this building? Here's how this is all building. Currently, the U.S. is threatening to sanction and sanction other countries. And they're trying to tell other countries, from India to all of, they can't do business with this person, that person. Remember, the Iranian sanctions are in, I mean, the Russian sanctions are in as well. And all these other countries are saying, no, we're going to do business with them, but this is how we're going to nullify the U.S. We're not going to use your currency to do it. So it's not a violation of the sanctions. And even if it is, they don't care. They're still going to do it. They're saying it's strategically important for them to do it. Strategically important means militarily important, means that your overall military and your threats or what you can do is much greater than if they don't do what they've already been agreeing to do. They've taken their side. Another significant article is China calls for respect of its lawful trade with Iran, meaning telling the U.S., be quiet, stay out of our business. And this is critical, because at this time, you're seeing major, major war games going on all over the world. Keen Sword, U.S. and Japan, is staging the largest war game in the Pacific. And then you also have Trident Juncture that's in Europe. That's the largest in 13 years, I believe, that the military overall drills and live fire drills are happening, and they're all happening right now, and they're probably going to be happening for the rest of this week into next week. And the rest of this week into next week is very, very critical. I want to paint a picture for you. Think about this. But before we do that, then there's a article. Let me pull this up real quickly. It's an article from military.com. And military.com has an article that says that Russia turns up uninvited to NATO's Trident Juncture war game. It had to load for a second. And then what it said is that the whirling of a low-flying Soviet Union-era warplane signals Russia's uninvited arrival at the NATO's biggest military exercise since the end of the Cold War. So it's even bigger than that. Marines on board of the USSS Mount Whitney off the Norwegian coast had gathered for a group photo on deck when the Tu-142 soared overhead. It's a long-range maritime patrol reconnaissance plane, and one that fascinated the Marines as they all casted an expert eye over the visitor. Although he had seen some plenty of images of the aircraft, it was the first time that he had seen it live, so to speak. So what happened was that they're doing Trident Juncture in Norway in a live fire drill, but last week Russia said that they're going to be moving their military into that area to carry out live fire drills as well. This is where drills can turn real. This is where drills can definitely turn real. And if they do, it's no turning back. But at some point and at some time, it is going to actually turn very, very sour. Keen Sword is going on, and then with Keen Sword, they are actually planning with Japan a overall response to the South Sea of China. Now, when you look at the naval positioning of the U.S. Navy and Japan's Navy, they basically have China. They have more of a naval presence, and it's a very significant naval force that is there that would impede China significantly. The one thing that China has is they have effective submarines that are there, and so that is pretty critical from that standpoint of controlling the South Sea of China. But here's what happened in that situation. China is still capable of defending itself from the U.S. because it won't just be by way of the naval armada. China and Russia has already thoroughly defeated the U.S. in cyberspace, so they can turn those overall ships against themselves. They've done it, and they've shown emphasis of doing it in the Black Sea when the SU-64 made bombing runs on the USS Donald Cook, and the Donald Cook couldn't even target it. They lost all of their electronics were dead in the water. So though the overall, if for the everyday common person, when you look at the overall numbers of the Navy ships and everything else, you look at it and you say China doesn't have a chance against the U.S. in the military confrontation. But what you don't see is the capability of the cyberspace, which nullifies all of that technology. And if they're showing you what they can do and they know that you're going to adjust, that means they already know that your adjustments are going to be inadequate, else they would have never shown you what they could do. It's demoralization, what they did there. And that spread throughout. As a matter of fact, on the Donald Cook, there were many officers that actually quit, resigned their commission from that, once the overall Donald Cook limped back into port. Why did they resign? Because they know what that means. This is the Aegis system, and it doesn't work against SU-64. Their cellular weapons are far more advanced than we thought. This is why Russia has a hypersonic nuclear weapon that everybody hasn't even started to develop. They're far advanced. Another significant article. This one comes from Sputnik News. Pentagon declines Trump's administrator's request to build detention facilities. So there was the Pentagon declined Trump's administration's request to build detention facilities. So we'll see how that plays out. But so this in the South Sea of China, and I definitely expect Japan to switch over to China. And they know, I think that they know why they need to. And remember the old historical significance of the U.S. in Japan and the U.S. in China. I mean, in Japan and China. Although they have been arch China for years, it was the U.S. that dropped two nuclear devices on their country. You think they ever forgot that? No. Don't think that they have. So check out that's some of the things that's being positioned now. Then there's a significant article also that was from NBC News, nothing but criminal news. The new U.S. commander in Afghanistan says we're on the offensives against the Taliban. And here's what something that was significant. When General Miller took over the war in Afghanistan on September the 2nd, Afghan soldiers were being killed and wounded at a near record number. He instituted a more aggressive policy to help fighting the Afghan military track and defend and defeat the Taliban, what he calls regaining the tactical initiative. And I would just say this real quickly. When arrogance initiates anything, that's where you're going to always lose. And this is what's happening with the U.S. in that situation and what's happening globally. But here's what this general says. What he calls regaining the tactical initiative. But in an exclusive interview with NBC News on Tuesday, his first since taking command of the U.S. and the coalition force, regaining the tactical initiative was what he said to get the job. Now he got the job. Here's what he says now. But in an exclusive interview with NBC News on Tuesday, his first since taking command of the U.S. and coalition forces here, he also recognizes that the sole solution in Afghanistan will be political, not military. This is not going to be won militarily, Miller says. This is going to be a political solution. There is going to be a political solution. My assessment is the Taliban also realizes they can't win militarily. So if you realize you can't win militarily at some point, fighting is just people start asking why. So you don't necessarily wait. Let me move this down. So you don't necessarily wait us out. But I think now is the time to start working through the political pieces of this conflict, end of quote. Basically what he was saying is, see, he's trying to say that the Taliban is done when actually it's the U.S. and they want to move to overall the table of negotiation under the auspice that they've won, under the auspice that, hey, look, it's a stalemate. No, it's not a stalemate. It's that you've invaded and you've lost. You weren't able to push what you wanted to push. Afghanistan has never been conquered. It won't be conquered. So all of these war paradigms and these war situations have placed, is now placing the U.S. in a position to where it is going to push itself into its own demise and destruction. The U.S. went to Afghanistan is where countries go to fall apart, where empires go to collapse. And in the 17-year war that they've been in Afghanistan, one of the longest wars the U.S. has ever been in, under the overall purpose, remember what they said that their purpose was and the overall motivating factor behind that. It was so-called, the story was made up of 9/11, that they needed to get the Taliban because they were supporting Al-Qaeda and bin Laden and everything else. And with all of that, with that big lie of 9/11, even with that deceptive lie of 9/11, they couldn't acquire the overall necessary momentum to win. Afghanistan don't have no nukes. Afghanistan, the Taliban doesn't have any real formidable naval armada, air force, or anything else. And what Afghanistan did was, is where nations go to die, where empires go to die. It exhausted the U.S. of lives, talent, ability, equipment, treasure, and everything else, overextending itself to now that when the next phase of the overall war, which will be against formidable nations, they won't be able to withstand. They're more than punch drunk. They can have rah-rah speeches and have propaganda how they have the best military and everything else in the world and nobody can stand up to them. Well, see, this is the thing. You can say it, but can you do it? And the thing is, no. And what shows that you can't do it is the positioning that the rest of the countries around the world are taking. They're not even trying to attack you. They are now even in a position to where they don't even acknowledge you. They only acknowledge your violence that you bring to them. They continue to do business without you. They are ostracizing and isolating you. Nothing worse for a bully than not to have an audience. Then what happens with the bully? The bully becomes so enthralled with anger, and anger makes you stupid, makes you dumb. Then now this overall foolish, dumb bully wants to attack everybody. Now you just messed up for good. Because they knew you would be foolishly doing that, and they're waiting on you. So, significant. And there's an article that we really need to look at and talk about. And I'm going to get into it in a second, but I want to lay this out before we go into the commercial break. If you look at what's going on geopolitically and economically, the wealth transfer is about to really, really ramping itself up hugely. The U.S. military is displaced throughout the world, and it's going to continue to displace it even further. It's going to overstretch what is now already at the point where it's already broken. There is nothing else to stretch. But they're still going to now have to do it because they foolishly moved into a position of disadvantage and now they've been had. Now no one is even trying to hide the fact that we got your number. We've outpositioned you. You're in a position of disadvantage. So what is the only thing that they're doing now? Now that the U.S. is captured, is making the overall restraints worse because they're struggling. They're going to try to struggle and fight their way through it. It's going to lose, and it's going to lose miserably and decisively quick. Doesn't most people here says, nah, that'll never happen. And I would say, what do you base that? What true facts do you base that off? Compared to the facts that it's going in the other direction that's right there in front of you that you just may not know about. Because blind faith, most people have blind faith And blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Think about the overall positioning globally. You have the Korean Peninsula, you have the South Sea of China, and these are this is not small engagements. You're talking about the largest population, a concentration of population in the world. And some of the most formidable and sophisticated or proven battle-hardened war apparatus in the world. China is an ancient country that's never been conquered, nor have they invaded anyone. The U.S. has as of yet to have been conquered, but it has invaded many. But guess what? In invading many, they've created many enemies that want to reinvade you now. And in today's world, where most people think that the U.S. is stronger, it's actually weaker. Technology has made the U.S. vulnerable to invasion. And it's a different form of invasion. It's probably the most effective form of invasion by way of cyberspace. Think about it. South Sea of China, Central and South America, Europe, the continent of Africa, the Middle East, are all engulfing in raging flames that won't be put out. And when we come back, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, give me 2 minutes. We're going to get into this very, very important article. And I want you to see, and I'm going to tell you, everything that's going on the U.S. border is a military operation of deception. Because this is what the military does. The article is the U.S. military empire of secrecy. It behooves us to look at it from factual history of how this works. And that will lead you into surmising what will be beneficial for you, your family, and the overall community at large. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Sorry about that, everyone. Welcome back to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And so I want to move into let me turn this down. Went into the commercial break, I was laying out some of the positions that the corporation of the U.S. is in globally, and all of the world is definitely starting to turn on the U.S. with very little allies that are going to be there to defend it. Initially, they will have some defensive allies, but those allies will turn quickly, in my overall opinion. And we are seeing the overall move to destruction of the end of the what's known as the U.S. empire. And there's an article from Truth Digs, and it says the U.S. military empire of secrecy. We need to talk about this. Here it is. Here it is, this article. Democracy dies in darkness. That's an old saying that the Washington Post recycled as his motto at the dawn of the Trump era. Truth is, journalists at the Post do not know half of it, nor do they bother to report on the general secrecy, increasing the lack of transparency in the Department of Defense. Nothing against the Post. Neither do any of the other mainstream outlets as well. But it is true, right under most American noses, the U.S. military has become more opaque over the last several years. And the thing about it is it hasn't been opaque over the last several years. It's always been opaque. All of its military, when you lose moral high ground, you have to hide what your true intentions are under a lie. Opaque is not the correct word. Opaque is not the correct word. It's the oppressive agenda, the conspiratorial agenda of the corporation of the United States by using its military. And it's not over the last several years, it's been from its inception up until now. And this is a truth that none could really defend against, because they don't want to know the truth of what's really happening. Because they must be benefiting in some way by taking the stance that they're taking, because the overall lie is keeping them. Says, article goes on. Now, fewer outlets cover foreign policy with any particular gusto. That is so true in this country. They do not cover foreign policy. They don't tell you what's going on, what other countries are doing, what other countries think, and they give you the propaganda of the U.S. only, and it's going to be the overall religion of patriotism. U.S. patriotism is the only thing you'll ever get. They even tell you what the order of priority in your life should be, and it's going to be God, country, and family. And the God that they're talking about is them, and the country that they're talking about is the corporation. And the family that they're talking about is the one that's going to benefit from it all, and it ain't yours. Sounds good, but it ain't true. You can fantasize and hope that that's what's really going on, but the reality of it is not. It's not true. And it produces its true intentions year after year, moment after moment. Article goes on. After all, there was so much to say about Stormy Daniels or Kavanaugh drama. But this trend should be concerning to all citizens. The thing is, what the U.S. military is up to on any given day is done in your name. This is why I never, ever, 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 ever allow myself to align my overall who I am, my moral convictions, with anyone from the U.S. military, from the U.S. government, or any organization at all. I stand on my own. I never say we or them or us. Excuse me, I say them. I don't say us. Because when you say we and us, that means that you have to take on all of, not just some, not just because you've been hearing this propaganda your whole life, that we become immune to the truth or scared to talk and to say what it really is. And you know what? When you stand up against something, it doesn't always have to be a stand that the system would tell you this is how you're supposed to stand. If you're going to stand against us, then you need to pick up a gun and point it at us. That's what they want you to do. Because that's them training you to be just like them. Standing up to something means that you are not going to give energy to what their overall purpose and direction is. I'm not going to give you me. Doesn't matter. See, my overall stance is make no deal with them. What can they offer you? If you sit and listen to an offer, that means you want to be a part of them. It's not that they need to conquer you. Is this just that you're asking for a way in? You're pleading for the door to be open for you. And believe me, you'll compromise any and everything to go in. And this is what the schooling system produces. But back to the article. The U.S. military is up to at any given day is done in your name. If civilians are killed, locals and alienated, or civil liberties restricted, then the global populace, including concerned U.S. citizens, aren't going to fix blame solely on the armed forces. They're going to blame you. Absolutely right. The setup has been, and we do this because of the problem, we've been propagandized to uphold something that is not in our best interest. There's an idol worship of the U.S. military, and this idol worship in the U.S. military, and believe me, the true overall intentions of the U.S. military is not there to defend you, is there to exploit you at every opportunity, and it does. It's so crazy. What it is that they can smack somebody and you'll take the blame for it. They can harm and kill someone under your name. And the actual citizens of the U.S. give them that power, because they're always praising our military. See, that's what they're able to do. They're able to divide you from the truth. And by you doing that, just because you have family members in the military, those individuals are acting on orders from the military. And if you can't distinguish between the two, that's your fault. And it's going to be a fault that is going to be a character flaw. It's a fault that turns into a character flaw. And this is being set up. And the rest of the world is going to blame you for it, because they've been just as equally conditioned to the subjugation of the system. And the system is always going to give you someone to hate, because if it doesn't give you someone to hate, then it won't be able to have the overall the opportunity to control. It doesn't want a thoughtful population. It doesn't want individuals with hard and fast moral absolutes. It doesn't want individuals that will not just take your word for it, but will actually want to see the deeds that prove that you are who you are and you can be trusted. And then there can't be an excuse for when you fall short of what that overall creed was supposed to be. When you fall short of your creed and your deeds, and then there's an excuse that is allowed to excuse the deeds, it's not that the overall one that is deceiving is the fool. It's the one that is allowing the excuse challenge. Once that happens, there should be you are no longer trustworthy to engage in any form of relationship. We will move on from you. But the system is training the rest of the world, the citizens, the actual population of the world, the same way that it's training and actually indoctrinated and domesticated the people here. And it goes on. They're going to blame you. If for no other reason than this, citizens of democracy ought to pay attention. The military is a fierce, potential, brutal instrument, and anyone who cares about liberty ought to watch it closely. See, when you get blind faith to something, as I always say, it's the first step to genocide. And what the U.S. military does is that it has a malevolent agenda against the whole world and is used as a tool. And what they do is they just propagandize why you should be ignoring all of its true deeds. And if you know the true deeds of the U.S. military, it's some of the most corrupt, retrobate actions. Here's how you know. Any military that will invade a country just because they didn't want to do business with you tells you everything about that overall paradigm. They just didn't get you yet. Wrong is wrong. And there is no excuse that corrects a wrong. You can give an excuse, but it won't correct what is wrong. You can give a reason. You can find due cause, but it won't correct the moral absolute. The article goes on. The only thing that's getting harder and harder to do in today's political climate, on one issue after another, is the U.S. military's recent intensifying its secrecy. Has classified previous open information that has suppressed any remaining sense of transparency. Don't just take my word for it. This week, in a relatively mainstream congressional Democrat, Adam Smith, a ranking member on the House Armed Service Committee, wrote at length on this viewpoint. Make no mistakes, these trends are long-standing and gradual. So what follows is not some liberal attack on President Trump, who remains, I mean, for legal purposes, as so long as I remain in uniform, my commander-in-chief. Still, the time is long past when someone needs to scream from the proverbial mountaintops about America's expanding empire of secrecy. Here's why. This is just me. Someone always has a secret to hide the deceptive and immoral actions. When you're a straight-up individual, there is no secret that you need to have against someone because your overall policy is the same all the way around. There is no bribe-taking. There is no corruption. There is no malcontent. There is no alternative agenda. There is no subjugation. There is no oppressive. There is no stealing of resources. See, secrets uphold theft. Secrets are always there. This is why they have confidential, top secret, and all the other levels of secrecies that they have, because it is upholding theft. It is upholding murder for theft. It's upholding stealing and ill-gotten gains. They have to keep that secret, because if people would know what they're really doing, that will expose who they truly, truly are. Someone that is genuine in purpose is not going to hide who they truly, truly are. It's only the wolf in sheep's clothing that is using the sheep's clothing as a secret to who's inside. And especially for what's going to be going on in this world. Excuses won't change the truth of what's really inside. And I would definitely think for us as individuals and as people, there's an honesty and a discipline and the truth that we all should come to. One of the first things is that we've been complicit in all of this. Either by hook, crook, or deception, we have been. And until we admit that, then the overall secrets will continue to be whispered around the world. And every secret that's whispered in your ear, there is a secret that's being whispered silently against you. Because deception has no loyalty. And the article goes on. Though there are plenty of examples to review, there is something else to keep in mind. The military isn't some monolithic monster. It's far more discreet than that. And so there are trends, so watch closely. Evidence is abound. So after the inauguration, the military, which had a long recognized and planned for the external threat of climate change, receives guidance to all but the purge the term excuse me to receive guidance to all but purge the terms of its report. It was to be replaced with more inaccurate phrases such as extreme weather. Now, why are they doing that? Because they want to hide climate change behind climate. There is climate change. Man is changing climate. Man is intentionally changing climate by weaponization. So whenever you hear about climate change, yes, it is. But the lie is that they're saying that you're farting, you're eating, you're living, is producing the overall greenhouse gases that's causing the overall storms and everything else. See, that's the deceptive lie, when the truth is that it is actually the weaponization, the ionizing of the atmosphere that's doing it. Man is changing the climate, yes, but not by the terms and the conditions that they're telling you. They're going to blame. Remember what the article said? They're going to blame you. That's exactly what they're doing in climate change. They're blaming you, and we buy it. Because we've been so deeply rooted in this deception through poison, through fluoride, to where we don't think clearly. We've been so poisoned in the food to where it's changed the chemical imbalance of us psychologically, mentally, physically, spiritually, to where we are not able to balance what truth is. And it's also been sensationalized through the overall the strongest force that you can use to actually debase people is through hate and anger. When you mix that soup and you make that concoction, that toxic concoction, not only will we be poisonous to ourselves, the poison actually resonates beyond our physical touch. Animals and birds turn left, right, and other which way to stay away from us now. when you've never thrown a stone or done anything to an animal, they turn away from you because it's the low frequency in which we resonate and from what has actually been put forth in our daily lives. From the radiation to the toxins. But at some point, the strength and the soul constitutions of ourselves have to rebuild what the poison has destroyed, and it can be done. It is an act of will. And one of the first steps is we got to admit it, quit it, and forget it. We have to admit our involvement in it all. We have to quit our involvement in it all, which will end it all. And then we have to forget it so that we won't be the ones that will actually cause that overall disease to continue, and we have a contagion effect into those that we have yet not named. And I'm saying all of this because looking at everything that's being placed around the world, looking with everything that's being placed in the geopolitical world, the economic sphere, and what's being placed right before us, the extreme sense of security and the extreme sense of fear and the extreme cautious nature to uphold secrets is going to kill us all. And I'm not talking about killing us in the physical form. That's not where our death is. Our death is at our will. This article goes on. I want to just read this really quickly. Then there's the minor matters of war in Afghanistan and its progressions after, 17 plus years. One of the key benchmarks or metrics for the progress has been the success or failure of the Afghan National Security Force. Well, for years, the DOD released annual casualty figures of the Afghan National Security Force, and the trends were alarming. The Afghan Security Force casualties are frankly unsustainable. The Taliban are killing more than the government can recruit. The death rates are staggering, numbering 5,500 fatalities in 2015, 6,700 in 6,700 in 2016, and an estimate of about 10,000 in 2017. The results we're not sure about the exact count last year is because the data, admittedly, at the request of the Afghan government, has now been newly classified. See, the secret is always going to be there to uphold the lie. Article says, this seems absurd. How can the legislators or the public determine the viability or the prognosis of the American America's longest war without such key statistics? The short answer is it can't. And so the war drags on. See, that's the thing with everything. Not only are they doing that in this instance, they're doing it in the smallest instances to the largest instances. They're doing that with the economy as well. They're doing that with your health care. In all forms of health, physical, mental, wellness, and everything else. All of these books are all cooked because they're all enshrined in secrecy. They always tell you a need to know. See, the system has a need to know policy where you don't need to know things, you're just supposed to obey. What more of a slave do you think that you can be, that we will be in this system? There is no redemption past this. It's not just one part of this that needs to be disassembled. It's the whole paradigm. because they're cooking the books in Afghanistan, like they're cooking the books on the economy, and they're cooking the books through secrecy as to what the true plan and intention is in the events that will come in the future. It's so necessary. That we walk in truth and uphold no secret. It's so necessary that we excuse not in lies just to facilitate our overall moral compromise to our keeping. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, but before we do that, we got like 3 minutes. I want Brother Davis is in queue. I want him to go ahead and chime in, and if we got to carry it past the break, Brother Davis, we will, because I just saw you in queue. So let me go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something. That is going to be a battle cry. And the reason why I say that is because eventually we got to reach a point where the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Don't think for a minute that we are dealing with this alone. No, there's a multiplicity of agencies out there that are doing different things. And the reality is that this isn't just our fight as an individual, as a country. This is a world statement. You see, if the citizens have the power to stand up, the world will have the power to stand up. They've already poised themselves. Believe me, they know what's going on all over. And if you don't believe it, Putin got a video on YouTube telling you. So I don't want you to think for any minute anything that Dave is telling you is exclusively about us. No, it's not. Because guess what? If we do nothing, this continues all over the world. This is not a local problem. And I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of where you at in your preparation process, you're prepared. Just don't think for 1 minute, oh, I gotta know you don't. Whatever you are, stand firm, be open, and remember that so-called analogy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend, will be as powerful locally as it will internationally. I just wanted to add that, brother. Great show as usual.
So true, Brother Davis, and what Brother Davis is saying is it's not an American thing. This is not a U.S. policy. This is a global policy. This is how the system of subjugation stands and how it continues to be able to gain momentum day after day, moment after moment, and become longstanding and steadfast because they are true to their overall discipline of lying, cheating, stealing, and destroying. And the thing about that type of energy is that there is no negotiation. What negotiation can you have at the throne of evil? What negotiation would you have? What conversation would you have at the throne of evil? What concessions would you be willing to make at the throne of evil? There is nothing to talk about. There is no energy that should be given to it. Because there is no relationship that we should have. Because believe me, that relationship will turn into a phrase that you hear commonly. And it will return into a phrase of this: for official use only, where the secret of your overall conversation at the throne of evil will be a secret. We can make a secret deal. And at those secret deals is where our soul is lost. For a fleeting moment. For a fleeting moment. So listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. If you would like to chime in, and I said all of this about this idolatry that we have with the military, because it is no different than a particular individual that happened to live in the corporation of Germany, having for the Nazi party when they took over, and they were upholding so-called at that time the representation of Germany. See, at that particular time, Germany was the overall name . But the oppressive nature was really the fundamental tool that the system was using. And they'll interchange the overall tools and give them a new name. Today, Germany, yesterday, Germany, today, the United States. And it's funny how when you look back and you hear people and you talk to people, you get the feeling that they would stand up against all of this if they were in Germany at that time. Well, if you're not standing up against all of this under the overall guidelines of what's here now, you would be doing the exact same thing that you're doing now. Absolutely not. As long as it benefits me, I'm cool with it. Because there is no difference. And I'm going to tell you something that may not be popular. Has nothing to do with race. That's used to divide people. So, because it's easy to conquer people through division, because you can take them sector at a time, sections at a time. Whenever they engage in war, whenever the system engages in war, it engages in war through experience of what has been beneficial and what has been successful in the past. And that's one of the things that many overlook when they are going to start to challenge the system. They challenge the system based off how the system was able to incorporate its overall prevailing authority. And many think that you can do it the exact same way with them. But I'm going to tell you something. When you do that, they're going to kill you with experience. One of the things that this system has been steadfast in is dividing people. Because when you divide the overall pie, it's easier to consume and eat all of the pie one bite at a time. And they decentralized, have all of the people decentralize themselves. And from that, we become flocking agents of this system. We migrate destruction everywhere. And the system is always taught that how you get over on the man is so-called whoever your enemy is, whoever you hate and whoever you have great disdain for will bring great pain and punishment to them, and that will suffice it all. It gives you the overall poison dart of revenge. How How has this system been able to encompass so many with so few chains? Because the chains are held in secret for official use only, under a need to know. The need to know system is really based off of individuals that have compromised their morality for someone else's agenda. The more you compromise, the more you'll know. The more that you'll be entrusted to know. And as Brother David says, it's not just here. It's global. They are always going to have the appearance of the oppressed and the oppressor when they've all been both equally disenfranchised. They both equally lost their birthright. They both equally uphold what's not in their best interest and is unsustainable. Once we look at this system as it's in its true form, and its formidable ties, and when we look at its formidable size, ties, and stature, we'll notice something, how vast it is, but we'll also notice something as well, its weakest link, its Achilles heel. You don't have to look any further for its Achilles heel and where it is in a position of indefensible exposure, to where it's completely vulnerable and won't be able to have a meaningful defense against it. You don't have to look any further than you. But if you try to pry, pick, and look and search, for a weak point, you try to penetrate a weak point, you'll find out something. Its walls are impenetrable, because his overall weakness is not through his walls, it's through his individuals, it's through you. Whenever you refuse to comply, it's Achilles' heel. An Achilles is ruptured. And it's really not dependent upon you to make others destroy the system. It's really only keen for you to do what you can do and be steadfast and disciplined to that. Destroy your overall tie to the system. And is that easy to do? That is sorely on you. That's not my overall journey. That's yours. My journey is not yours. It's mine. So I don't know what you will be willing to compromise, what you will be willing to give up, what you will be willing to say no to. I can only speak for me. I can only go with the old phrase, as for me and mine. And then from there, a collaboration to work with individuals that have made that same decision. There becomes an honesty. It's not secret. There becomes a truth that's unofficial. there becomes a call that's not cooked. And I see the secrecy in the secret nature displaying its rearing its ugly head once again south of the border. I don't need to know exactly and to present what it is that they really want to do in south of the border, but I'm going to tell you this. I have no faith in it because my overall walk is not blind. I have no blind faith in it. I know the agenda there is not benevolent. And one of the things that the military loves to do is to have a secret plan. They boast about it at all times. During the overall Desert Storm, Desert Shield, they got Saddam to think that they were going to be attacking from Kuwait. Had Saddam have his defenses set up all through defending the overall amphibious landing that they were going to have in Kuwait when they were rolling through the desert. Same thing that they're doing, that they did then, they're doing right now. They're having everyone focus on somewhere else when they're going to be rolling through somewhere different. It's just how they operate. And it's who they are. While the attention will be in one spot, the unannounced arrival will be deeply rooted somewhere else. And I would say to you all, in the coming weeks, don't watch where mainstream media is focusing your attention. Look somewhere else. And you'll be able to see from which direction they come. And you'll be able to sidestep their arrival. This intention is building up on the military front all over the world. They're going to give you reason to look there. And while everyone else is looking there, I would say, move your attention to the rear. Move your attentions to your flanks, to your sides. Don't be caught watching the screen. Because they're going to have a lot of things on screen that is going to happen. But it's not the true intention of where they are. So, the empire of secrecy is not new. It's been here for a very long time. But very few times has it been challenged. And what I mean by challenge is not by just calling it a liar, but acting as if it lies. And if we do that, There's multiple truths that you'll see. One, you'll probably see the true intention of what's happening. And what's significant? What is it that is trying to be gained? And for what reason? And from there, you will know what we will and you will have to contend with those that were looking in the wrong direction. The great displacement. There is the Passover and the great displacement. The Passover and the great displacement. I would far I would like to think that we are putting ourselves in position for the great Passover more, by far more than for the great displacement. Because success isn't measured by if it passes you over or if you're displaced. That's not the measure of success. The measure of success is where your resistance lies. And resistance comes in so many different forms. And the most powerful form of it is one that we have to grow into coming out of this system. Because this system only teaches one form. And it's a form that controls. So we're getting ready to get out of here. I definitely want to say I appreciate you all. Continue to do the things that you're doing for yourself, for your family, for the overall community, because that is the most sovereign, sincere thing that we can do. There are many measures and many ways. But the objective should all be the same, the restoring of our birthright. But I don't want to just restore my birthright. Because the restoration of my birthright is completely inadequate to the restoration of all birthrights. But it's not my call to do that. It's just mine to set forth and make that overall environment conducive for that moment when there's much, much more on this side than there is on the other. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Great Creator willing, we will be back and talk to you all tomorrow and in the future. Talk to you all. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.